and welcome to the 13th episode of the Breakdown Podcast. I am here with my co-host, Nathan.
Hey guys, this episode's been a little fucked. We've tried to record it 3 times, but we're here and we're golden.
Yep. And Nick.
Hey guys, what's up?
And we finally realized that every third episode out of 10, it is cursed. So, yeah.
Well, it's mostly my fault, because when shit goes down in my life, it goes down all at once, so...
I'm pretty sure that's, like, in everybody's life, so you're not the only one.
No, but with me, it seems worse. Anyways. Right. I have big announcements. Huge announcements.
Yes.
Some say...
Announcements.
Some might say the best announcements of the world. Anyways, announcement one. We still have a Facebook group. We've been getting more downloads recently, and that's super nice. That's super great. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm a slut. But,
Oh, we love it. Oh, well.
Yeah, we love it. We feel your love in our bodies.
Yes, and, we would actually love to be able to talk with you guys more, so please join our Facebook group. Just search Break It Down on Facebook, and you'll find us. I try to start little conversations every now and then. Sometimes I'm successful, sometimes people just like my stuff, but still, it's something. We can talk about video games, anime, manga, whatever, TV shows, whatever you feel like talking about, and I'll always at least try to be there and kind of check up on it. Announcement number two, we have Final Fantasy 14 stuff. We still have that group going on.
The Guild.
Company. Yeah, the Guild, free company, whatever. Please join that. We're on Siren.
Yeah.
Look up Hytope at 20 or Nick Trong.
Who the fuck uses their real name as a character in an MMO?
Apparently you do, but...
Hey, man, look at Asana. Asana, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Sword Art Online references.
To further deepen the Sword Art Online references, look up Kirito Himura.
Well, it's like a Rurouni Kenshin in Sword Art Online references.
Well, Sword Art Online is the best.
Yeah.
And our final announcement is, as you guys know, we've been using random pictures for each episode of whatever video game we're doing. So this week it'll be this week's game, which of course you'll know by now, it tells us Symphonia, but still. We're actually looking to get an actual logo to actually start incorporating these pictures and having it as our main face podcast picture. So we'd love to have that, and we want you, the listeners, viewers, whatever you call yourselves, to do it for us, because we're lazy.
Alright, we should actually find a name for our listeners. We should just call them Breakers.
No, we'll just call them, like, Clevians.
Like Clevians?
Yeah, Clevians.
it's Hello, just something. Combo Breakers.
Actually, that's a good point, just... If you join our Facebook group, just actually let us know what you guys want to be called, and then we'll sort it out somehow.
We'll suss it out. Anyways,
yeah.
I have not figured out the prize for that, but I want to say that it'll be a game of your choice. Brand new, unopened, I'll pay for it. Just
don't make it over $60.
I would prefer it not to be any special editions, please. Normal editions only.
And only within the U.S.?
Only, well...
Oh.
Yeah, well, mostly all the listeners are only U.S., so still, but...
Well, you know, North America at least, because, like, it'd be better for over, like, some British dude.
Well, maybe. Well, we'll see.
Well, it's because power regions, then shipping and handling.
Yeah, well, it has to be able to be made through Amazon. And, of course, you'd have to supply me with your real address that you get mailed to.
And then we should stalk you.
No, I'm not that much of a stalker. Anyway, submission will be, will start when this podcast hits, iTunes, which will be Tuesday, and on the next time we record, and it'll end on the next time we record, which should be October. Should be October, let me look, October 12th.
Saturday October 12th?
Yep. That'll be the next time we get together and record. So you have until then to get in your submissions. any and all submissions. I would like to get it in through the Facebook group, but if you want to, you can send your submission in to the BIDpodcastgroup@gmail.com. One of us will at least be able to look at them, and then we'll tell each other to look them over, and we'll decide the winners by the time the next recording.
Yeah, I'd tell her for the email would be me, Facebook would be Nathan.
Yeah, that's how we divvy it up. But,
yep.
That's all for and my announcements.
And Nick's just there doing nothing.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just the guy who talks in podcasts.
He's just a sexy voice.
I am the sexy voice.
You're just bringing in the Asian sexiness all over the place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just bringing like the power of Asians to this podcast.
He's bringing the Asian persuasion.
I'm bringing the swag. I'm bringing the swag.
He's really sexy,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, I kind of stole your thunder there, Netto, but would you kindly announce the game
today? All right, this bi-monthly episode will be Tales of Symphonia. And Nathan, will you give us a quick rundown of, you know, the game?
Symphonia? Okay, yeah, it was released in Japan, Europe, North America, and Australia. The game August 29th in Japan. North America was July 13th, 2004.
God damn.
European was November 19th, 2004. And I guess Australians got it at the same time Europeans did.
Well, they usually do.
No, there are some kind of where they get boned, but still.
Yeah.
It also came out on PS2.
One more thing before East continues, just that we should announce Nick is sick, so he might do some sick stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Got it by now.
Yeah. We're just confirming it. Alright, you can continue.
Anyways, before you rudely interrupt me, it was also released only on Japan on PS2, September 22nd, 2004. There, I'm done.
I'm sorry, Nathan. I love you. Mm-hmm. Alright. Let's continue on. Oh, but it's sort of funny how I actually got this game, though. I was going to tell him the quick story.
Alright,
this is how I got Tales of Symphonia and how it's my cursed game. So, my friend was working in a junkyard, and he found this game, this one disc, this GameCube disc inside the car trunk. And since I'm the only one with a GameCube, he gave it to me, played it, and then right when there's like this epic plot twist in the game, it says, please insert this too. So I was sort of screwed over, and I just finished it with the manga.
Yeah.
So now it's story time. So do you want to start off, Nathan?
Sure. Because the way I remember it is that when it opens up, you're in class with Lloyd and Genus.
Oh, I thought it was like that one epic opening about the tree and shit.
Oh, well, yeah, that was the teacher's lecture, though. It was all about the tree and how that the tree is like the source of all mana and it's slowly dying. And because of that, you're losing all signs of magic slowly. And crops are withering, you know, famine, all that good stuff.
And this, you gotta remember this, people, because this is an important story.
Oh yeah, this is really important. They have to rely on the Chosen, who is supposed to bring in the Age of Mana and bring mana flow back to the tree and kind of regenerate the whole world. And they have to do that by going to each like shrine and touching something. It's like some
touching something.
Yeah.
Oh, in a way, they had to be touched by Angel.
Yeah.
Have you ever been touched by Angel? No.
I wish.
He has been now.
And they're chosen by the goddess Martel. The chosen are chosen by the goddess Martel.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so this is all backstory of a big lesson that's being given to the main character Lloyd and his best friend Genus.
And Colette. I think she was in class too.
Was she? I thought she had like some super special chosen thing to do.
Nah, I think she's still in school. But the thing is, I find funny is like he was asleep standing up.
Well, that's another
thing. Oh, he was that, like, yeah.
Is that, I think it's supposed to be that he's like the world class idiot. So he's able to do whatever he has to.
He's a typical shonen protagonist. He's a complete dumbass, but he will be the strongest student in the game.
Yeah, well, that's actually debatable.
Yes. But we shall continue.
So we're kind of skipping ahead, but something happens after the classroom, and you kind of have to go off and do something because they like somebody attacked a shrine that the chosen named Colette was at. You go there trying to save her, and she is instead saved by a wandering mercenary called Kratos.
Oh, God of War!
Well,
yes, tell him to kill us all. It's Kratos, the God of War. He's here to kill us all and kill Zeus. Oh, wrong Kratos, though, right?
Yeah.
This Kratos is a lot more sexier.
This Kratos, yeah.
Alright, yeah. Magical swordsman, and then he disowns Lloyd.
Well, you don't really fight, he doesn't really fight Lloyd. There's like this boss character that of course, since you're at the beginning of the game, you're not powerful enough to beat, and he kind of shows up and acts as your healer.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, he just shows Lloyd how it's done.
Yeah.
Like a real man.
And there's a really funny story a little bit later in the game between Kratos and Lloyd. I'll get to it, but I like it.
Can you hint at it?
Yeah, well, in the game you have training sessions with Kratos to become a better swordsman.
Uh-huh.
And one of the training sessions, Kratos asks him why he dual wields.
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
All right, but we'll explain later though.
But yeah, that was one of my favorite conversations. Anyways, after the boss fight, they hire him to kind of watch over Colette as she goes around to these shrines to become
angel.
Yeah, an angel, pretty much. Angel and bring about the new world.
The Age of Mana.
Yeah, the Age of Mana, a new age. And so they go off, leaving Lloyd behind. Right after that, you go into these human ranch things.
You follow Genus there. He says, oh, I got cookies. He says, sweet, can I have some? No. It's for someone. He says, oh, you got a girlfriend? He says, no, it's probably just some bunny in the forest.
Yeah.
Then it turns out it's this old lady.
Yeah.
And it's like sort of sad.
Yeah, it's sort of sad. Says, you go through and you find out exactly what. It's kind of like you find out the dark nature of these human ranch things. And it's more than just having people be like slaves. It's a little bit worse than that. They're all forced to have these little tiny balls in their hand.
The balls in my hands.
Yeah, well, they increase your strength, or they increase.
Aren't they called like EX spears or something, or something balls? Or, but overall, it's like a philosopher's stone, really.
Yeah, it's supposed to unlock your potential.
Yeah, but isn't it also made out of humans?
Well, yeah, I'm getting to that.
Plot twist no jutsu.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. We don't skip ahead. Because after this, you go back to town, you're labeled a traitor. Or at least the people who run the human ranch are running away. They're trying to get you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, no. They come after you. You have to fight one of the people, the ranchers, and one of one big giant monster.
Oh, the giant monster fight was sort of epic until you find out what really it is.
Yeah, and what it is that you find out that these ranch people can change people into monsters, and once they're defeated, their crystals that are embedded in their hand can, are fully mature and all that. And you find out that it was Janus's friend who was there.
Yeah, overall, a little bit more detailed, like, it was like an old lady who treated Janus like her grandson.
Yeah. And to be even more in detail, Janus and his sister Rain, who is a teacher, who is actually the teacher who, are also elves.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in this game, is a race that's barely heard of and not very well liked, but they're tolerated more than half-elves.
Yes, because half-elves are usually assholes of this world.
Yeah. It's funny that you said of this world, but yeah, of this place.
Well, you know, yeah, well, I said this world as in their world.
I know.
I actually wouldn't mind if there were some elf people here. Mm-hmm. But that's just my own thing.
Yeah, anyways, after that, you get chased out of your home village. So they never want to see you there anymore because, you know, blah, 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 you've ruined this, our peace, blah, blah, blah. You know, that old chestnut. And they,
our whole village burned down because it's your fault.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's the reason they gave you, and you get earned a title called, Wandering Swordsman or whatever.
Yep.
And you run away. The next part of the game is just you wander around looking for Colette.
Oh, but I'm not really sure if this is optional or not, but I sort of got lost in the desert and then you get captured.
No, I believe that's kind of what happens.
Oh, like, I was just wondering, because, like, no matter what, I just found there might be a way to actually reach them without getting fucking lost, but I'm not really in the mood to repeat the game.
Well, I can be in the mood. I can sit down and play it again. To me, it was a great game. I loved it. Like, I am going...
No, I mean, like, I'm at, like, a time saying, well, I got all the way to this point, and do I really want to start over to see if I can fix it? Nah, I'll just continue the way it went and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And get captured by this giant high half-elf fortress thing in the middle of the desert.
Oh, yeah. So, the next part of it is consequence to the main story, because it's you trying to find Colette, and then you find Colette.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of say that you're not worthy enough to be her protector.
This is, alright, fine then. Kratos, you teach me some swordsmanship so
yeah,
I can become her protector. This is fine, and if you can handle it, let's go.
Yeah.
Because I shall make a man out of you. Sorry, I just had to put that in.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's fine. I'm just trying to collect myself because it has been years since I've played this game.
Oh, after that is just the Fire Temple.
It's all the temples. And the main reason for the temples is to actually find out more about the... What do you call
angels.
It? The angels and how to... And what happens to Colette.
Oh, but... It's so sad. Overall, you just see Colette being sort of sick after each temple, and that's overall all this is like side story missions, but each one leads to a temple.
Each one leads to a temple, and like I said, the main point of the temple is that you say she gets sick, but she's actually losing a piece of her humanity. Like, the first time, she can't feel anything, like, she can't feel hot, cold, the face of another person, she can't feel anything. Second time, she loses her sense of taste completely.
And third is, she becomes unable to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's only till they're third when Lloyd finally starts to notice. He says, hey, here's some coffee. and basically says, "Oh, I love nice hot coffee." And she takes a sip, saying, "Something's wrong." Says, "I knew it. There is something wrong because coffee is like cold as fuck."
No, here's what he actually said. Here's what he says word for word is.
Oh, you know? Wow.
Yeah, I remember this part. This is a powerful. Well, I like this scene a lot because it shows that Lloyd had actually started noticing it beforehand, but he.
Yeah, and I'm like, this time is where he decides to fucking act on it and say, "Oh, I just, something's wrong. I gotta do something."
Yeah, because she goes like, "Oh, I love hot coffee." And he goes like, "Oh, well, it's cold." And they're like, "Oh, is it?" And like, "Oh, yeah, it feels very cold." And he goes like, "No, it's not. I lied. It's actually hot coffee." And then he goes, "Do I know it was wrong? I knew something was wrong. I just gives up." And he goes through all this thing. And he's pretty much said, like, how he's noticed her not sleeping as much. She's eating foods that she would never used to eat at all. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm
actually shocked that you remembered that, though. Yes, yeah. I didn't remember it word for word, but it says, "Oh, here's some hot coffee." It says, "It's cold, but it's actually hot."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It is a very powerful scene, but I didn't remember it word for word.
Well, it's probably not word for word, but it's that's very close to word for word.
It's a bridge.
Yeah. It's very close to word for word. Anyways, after all that, do you remember if
Lloyd just takes a dump?
If we meet the ninja girl yet?
Oh, you met her a long time ago. But overall, it's just like side mission stuff saying, "Hey, you, I'm gonna attack you."
Well, not.
And it says, "Damn you, I left."
Of course, meet her, I mean, quiet her into her party. Yeah, I can't remember if that happens or Kratos does his thing.
Oh, no. It's a bit before.
Bit before? Okay. Because.
Yeah, it says, like.
The next major
Ninja
scene.
Girls is wondering.
I'm remembering. Is, like, is the big reveal sorry. Of the. Of what the resurrection actually is.
Well, first we can introduce the ninja chick. Okay. It's overall, it's like, she's like really important story.
Alright, go for it then.
Alright, but you do it because I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name either.
Alright.
She's the only one I can't remember, but her name was Shina Fujibayashi.
Damn.
It takes all the mysticism out when you realize I have a computer in front of me with Google. So that's... I guarantee that was the only name I actually had to look up.
Alright, then. Because overall, isn't her part like, "Oh, technically, I'm from another world," and it's not a spoiler yet. Because she actually says that. Because I'm from another world, but she doesn't reveal all the marbles yet.
Yeah, all she says is that she's an assassin hired to kill Colette.
Pretty much.
Then after that...
After that, it's Kratos' thingy.
It's Kratos' thing, and then after... Okay, well, we'll get into Kratos' things, but
basically,
Regal.
Overall, let's see. First is, like, the complete ninja bitch. Then the fourth temple. Then Kratos does his thing.
Well,
is overall. But if you want, I can like tell the reveal.
Yeah, you go for it because I'm tired of talking for a little bit.
All right. Because overall, I might just talk about this part. Because right here is where the game sort of cut off on me. Well, at least the final part. And I remember this in such distaste. Well, you know.
Yeah.
It's good, but. In my situation, this is overall, Colette gets all the pieces, and then it turns out that the magical stone she had, which is a necklace now, is meant to mind control her, so she ends up being a vessel for their god or something like that. And then Kratos reveals, "Aha, I've been with the angels all along, and we're fucking asshole, evil people." And then see you later. And Lloyd, I am your... Not revealed yet.
No, it's not revealed yet. It's not revealed until half. so halfway through the other disc.
Yeah, no, but I just like wanted to do Star Wars reference.
You went that far, I might as well say it now. Kratos is Lloyd's father.
Dun dun dun.
You met Lloyd's mother, and then
you fucked her.
Well, yeah, and he even says that he even married her. But he went
God
off,
damn.
Yeah, but he went off to do something for the angels, and when he came back, she was gone. Because I remember she was chased out by some soldiers or something like that. It was like some rebellion faction that had come to their house and went to go kind of to kill her for whatever reason. And Lloyd was.
Is this that his best friend was just jealous, that's all?
Yeah, it was something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but like that. And he ended up, and Lloyd himself ended up on the side of a mountain where his adoptive father, Dirk, found him.
He's a dwarf.
Yeah, he's a dwarf.
Well,
yeah.
So overall, right here, you just find out, oh no, Colette can be possessed and all this shit. I gotta protect her. And Kratos turns all evil. Then this one asshole angel who's sort of like the dad.
Yeah, who keeps saying that his thing is that he kept calling him that Colette was his daughter. But that's not true. You find out that's not true at all.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying, like, it's sort of like a. He's just an asshole.
Yeah. And he's the boss you kill right before the disc ends.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying, like, asshole, giant monster, kill him, go.
Yeah.
Well, not really a giant monster, but you know.
Yeah, giant angel dick.
Yep.
Not a giant angel dick, but a dick that is an angel.
Giant angel penis.
Yeah, it's kind of like, Saints Row 4. Are you gonna punch a dick in the face or punch a dick head?
Can I just do my way to giant dildo justice? Alright. And that's the end of disc one.
It is.
Woo.
You'll of course remember that we said that Colette was to be sacrificed to bring about Garrus Martell and blah blah blah. But here's what you didn't know yet is that the Tree of Life is connected to another world. And the world is the two worlds are swaying in some balance of between like recession and regeneration. What happens is after you fight the boss, you kind of get teleported into this other world without Kratos, and you meet that world's chosen, and you discover that this world. For as long as your world's been in this recession and dying off slowly, there has been this big cultural renaissance. And so being the chosen in their world isn't as big of a deal because it's more of a title. You don't have to do anything because everything's already done for you. After all this, you find out.
But here's the thing that you don't know, but overall, the Chosen in the other world where Lloyd and everyone is from, being a Chosen means, oh, you just steal the mana from that world to be yours.
Yeah.
Because overall, it's like, the Chosen is, steal the mana from that world, bring regeneration to ours, and then you trade back and forth.
Yeah.
And that's where the tree lesson in the beginning came in handy.
They say that the other world had discovered this, and they had been sent off to kill the Chosen of the other world, so that their world would always stay in whatever.
Yes. In Renaissance and regeneration.
After this, you meet a girl who has no emotions called Priscilla.
Oh.
Persia?
I do love... And then Genius gets a crush on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did think she was cute at the time. Man, what year was it when I played this game? I think roughly 2008. Good times, good times. How about you, Nathan?
I really wish I was paying more
attention. I wish I was really paying more attention to my own life. our first date. I wasn't even there for it at all. We were just talking while I was thinking about Japanese animes.
Baby
Dragons?
Dragon. No, I'm sorry.
I thought it was like, next big thing is like, oh yeah, you meet this one blue haired dude with handcuffs.
Okay, you do meet him in the other world, Regal?
Yep.
And Regal's side story, backstory is actually the most interesting out of the entire one.
Oh, but we really got to fucking say that. That shit's like a fucking masterpiece right there.
Well, it's good. I wouldn't say.
It's not a masterpiece, no. But it's good. It's good.
Well, it's a masterpiece compared to everyone else's.
Yeah. Well, Rigo.
Like, well, you know, it's the most powerful.
Yeah. Well, Rigo used to be a nobleman who was wrongfully accused. I think he really did say that he really did kill his
wife.
His wife. With his hands, because you find out he was a very powerful. He was also a very powerful fighter with his hands. Because of that, he actually doesn't use his hands and remains handcuffed for the entire game.
Like a real man.
Yeah.
But overall, he had the plot twist about his wife being the motionless girl's sister. And then this whole thing is like, oh yeah, I shall protect her in order to get penance for my sin and stuff.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it's like a quite beautiful story. But overall, you figure out later on that she turns to a monster. That's why.
Yeah.
Because like originally she was his maid. They got married. So she always had that one unbranded stone in her hand.
Yeah.
Because here's something that Lloyd knows, because like Dirk is a blacksmith, is that those stones in the hands are, if they don't have a mark, if they're really dangerous.
Yeah.
Overall, it's like a really beautiful story, at least for me.
Yeah,
I dig romance.
It's a really good story, and it's probably one of the best backstories in this game. Sheena's backstory is pretty much she's a ninja of this town, and she's also a summoner.
Summoner?
Yeah, and
stay away from the summoner.
Yeah, and her village was always hired to go assassinate Chosens.
From the other world.
Yeah, from the other world. Other than that, like.
But overall, the thing which I sort of hate about this game is, like, repeat the process of Disc 1, only with this other world. Go to temples and get summons.
Yeah. Well, in Disc 2, it's all about the summons, though.
Yeah, no. I'm saying it's the same thing. But overall, it's, like, really cool.
I hope you're hanging out, because we're going to extend gameplay for a couple hours.
Hope you like Disc 1, because Disc 2 is the same thing. Only with different bosses.
Disc 2 isn't so bad. I actually like Disc 2, because it goes more into everything.
Oh, yeah, no, that's where all the meat of the story kicks in.
Mm-hmm. You fight Kratos a couple times.
Oh, yeah, Kratos. Like, and you guys like the sexy blue and white outfit on.
Yeah.
Because, I'm an angel, and I'm just going to use my full power against you.
Yeah, and it also shows his, I think his rank, that he was a high-ranking general within the angel ranks.
Yeah.
And
he also gets to see some cutscenes with him. And the... what's that one god's name again? What was that?
Origin or
Undyne or... I don't really remember. I just read the manga for this part.
Yeah.
Overall, it's just him, like, sort of, like, looking outside the window saying, and just staring, and probably remembering some shit.
Yeah.
Jason Manga never revealed what he was thinking about, but maybe in the game.
It might have. Like I said, I don't remember the second disc as much as I remember the first disc. I like the first disc slightly better than the second disc, but I like the second. But I still like the second disc. It's just the second disc, while it has enough, big chunks of the main story, it also has a big chunks of you running around doing dungeons.
Overall, you just collect summons here, don't you?
Yeah, you just collect summons. You get thrown in prison once. The main story doesn't kick in again until you
figure out Genesis and Rain's backstory.
Yeah, where you find out that they're not really elves; they're half elves.
Dun dun dun.
And that they escaped from this world and went to the other world.
Well, overall, I just think that's a lame plot twist because they hinted at that a lot.
Yeah.
There was even one half elf saying, "Oh, you half elves are actually really good." It says, "No, wait, we're full blooded elves." It says, "Oh, right. You guys are totally full blooded." Wink, wink.
Yeah, nudge, nudge.
But overall, right there, he says, "Oh, backstory: when my parents were about to get killed, my parents threw me and Genus into the portal and went to your world. Bam."
Bam, and I can't remember what it was. I think they just say half elves, or
yeah, they were half elves.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's I can't the reason. In this world, if half elves were hated,
they were hunted down.
Yeah,
they were hated. They're hated in both worlds because they're assholes. But overall, it's just like, the thing which I found funny is like, in the final summon, you get to, isn't the only people can hear them talk are half elves?
Yeah,
it's just that super powerful demon which has like, this badass sword. Well, you know, not demon, but it's a summon. Yeah. And overall, you just get a sword, then Kratos comes back to your group.
Yeah.
Overall, it's just like, alright, I'm gonna help you guys out one last time, take out this douche. And it says, alright. And then it says, then you go to Dirk's house, and says, alright, Lloyd, I made you that sword I could possibly make. It says, aw, thanks, Dad. And it says, oh. And then, like, it's just a big contest between Kratos and Dirk saying, well, here's this badass sword which I had. And then that big badass sword infuses themselves with two swords. He is like Lloyd's the wielding.
Yeah.
And want to tell like Lloyd's the wielding story?
Okay, and now we can tell it. Anyways,
yeah.
The reason why Lloyd dual wields is that because one upon a time he heard that having a sword in your hand your strength by 100%. So, he thought that increasing your having two swords would mean your strength would increase by 200%.
Oh. Meh.
Yeah. I think it's a funny story. I mean, it's not like the shining crown, and like I said, it is just a side little scene. That's super optional to get, because you have to attain it. You have to sleep at an inn. Certain inns at certain times, at certain points in the game before Kratos leaves. And even then, if you don't do it in the right order, you can miss them. You can miss a scene. You can, it's really hectic and kind of.
I do love the manga story better. There's a different story within the manga.
Yeah.
Like, overall, it's just like a little side panel story saying, Lloyd, why the hell do you dual wield? And then it says, oh, remember back in school? This is. It was like a math lesson with Rain saying, okay, having two apples is better than one. It's just, okay, having two is better than one. Then when he started finding with swords, it's, well, I'm gonna grab two because two is better than one. Bam.
Still the same type of story, just different.
Different motivations.
Yeah, different motivations.
Oh, well. So it's now time for the final boss. You got two badass swords. Infused with the power of a summoner, or a summon sword. and you're going to take on the god of this ancient religion.
Yeah.
Man, let's do JRPGs and genocide.
Japan has a big...
Well, not genocide, it's like deicide, really.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing, is that Japan... Like, by the way, if you guys want to get really deep into this, please go watch YouTube Game Theory.
Yeah. I just, like, tried to do a little plug-in.
Yeah, they tackle the subject very nicely. And I'm just going to say it here, is it's because Japan... It's not that they don't like organized religion, they just don't have a real need for it, because their religion is a big mix-mash of every religion in the world. And that's the story for that. That's the abridged version.
Yeah, pretty much. Go watch Game Theory. Great show. Mm-hmm. And me and Nathan are pretty big fans.
I'm a pretty big fan. I mean, if you want to ever find out the rocket science between whether farts can launch you or not, you can go for that show. To prove how Cloud killed Aerith, go to that show.
To prove that no one can survive a leap of faith,
go there.
Go to that show.
Yeah.
To prove that Peach is bipolar, go to that show. But, alright, enough plugging. Right.
Also to prove that Peach likes getting kidnapped.
Go to the show. Alright.
Great.
Right now we're just gonna fight the... What's the name of that god again?
Yggdrasil.
Yggdrasil?
Yeah, you fight Yggdrasil, who is, shit. He is, like, the holy hero that everybody kind of, like, put Martell and Yggdrasil together. But Yggdrasil is, another person.
Isn't that, like, her brother?
I think it's her brother or her boyfriend. I want to say it's her brother, though.
Yeah, I do want to say it's the brother. Says, "Oh yeah, I was this badass swordsman, and my sister froze herself within the fucking tree."
Yeah. Well, it's actually Mythos Yggdrasil, who is the hero.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, the brother's the swordsman who wants revenge. The sister froze herself within the tree, putting the man in between the worlds. Yeah, I'll explain why, because, like, the manga actually explains it pretty well.
Yeah.
It's like, it says, alright, I'm gonna get revenge on the world for taking my sister away from me. So, yeah. It says, then the whole party saying, oh yeah, pick on, asshole, including Plato, says, I'm gonna take you down, this is what your sister wants.
Yeah. Well, you also find out that Kratos was part of the original, party.
Well, the original party.
He was a companion of Mythos, Martell.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was
like the holy heroes, right?
Yeah, he was part of the holy heroes.
Yeah. Overall, you can tell like that dude's ancient. Mm-hmm. You're right, but right here is where you finally take him down. But then it gives like slow explanations why the fuck he's doing everything. Because apparently if both worlds die, if one world dies, the other one dies as well, and then he gets his sister back. Pretty smart logic right there.
Yeah.
But in the end, you stop him, but the tree still dies.
Yeah.
Which sort of sucks, which means like you would think it'd be game over, but it's just that Martell, that's what the guy's called, right? Martell. She like gives Lord since he's like the one who slayed her brother, he says, oh, here's this seed. You plant it somewhere safe and you protect it for the rest of your life. And basically you get this one small cute scene with Colette and Lloyd. Like it's just that Colette was sort of weakened and I'll just give you piggyback ride. Well, at least in the manga.
Yeah.
And it was, like, really cute. And basically, they just, like, supposedly Colette was supposed to stay with Lloyd in the Force forever.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the manga. Well, I'm not sure if the video game's, like, exactly like that. If you want to put in your own two cents.
From what I remember the game, it's pretty much like that. The mana tree dies. They have to kill the goddess Martell and wield the giant ultimate sword, which through the help of Origin the summon. After that, they are confronted with another person who looks like Martell, and she calls herself the goddess Mana. And
yeah.
After that, they reunite the two worlds into one. And then they Colette and Lloyd kind of look at each other, and that's the end of the game.
Oh, really? You don't even get piggyback scene?
I think it's mentioned that he does, because if they look at each other, I think she falls down, and then he picks her up. And then that's the end of the game, from what I remember.
Oh my god, like, you can misinterpret that the wrong way. As well. Yep, she's dead.
That's what I remember. I could be totally super wrong, but...
No, you seem right. But she's not actually, like, spoiler alert, dead,
well,
so...
Well, there's part two where she's on the cover, so...
Yeah, well, there's a lot of parts of the game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, there's just two games, but, like, the original cast only does cameos. Well, that's at least not what I heard of. Never played part two. But overall, it's like Lloyd gets older, and like this one dude tries to frame Lloyd on doing bad stuff. And
like every hero has a like imposter. So
yep. So overall, that's the abridging of Tales of Symphonia. Like, is there anything that you wish the game would have done better?
My big problem with all the Tales games is that it feels like a lot, you miss out on a lot because of the skit system. The skits, you have to, especially in this game, you have to run to a certain location and you see a shiny, giant, shiny beacon, and you have to run there and activate the skit. Certain skits activate over time, you can miss certain skits, and it kind of makes you feel like you miss things. And also, because I remember this game, that they said that the ending can change a little bit depending on how many skits you do in your skits.
Really?
Yeah, that was the big thing I kept hearing, is that you can change the ending a little bit. I could be wrong, but that was what I remember from being a little kid. Because remember, I was like 12 when I got this game. Or 13, whenever the GameCube was out.
Oh, well, I was even younger.
Yeah. Like, so I was pretty young when I first played this game, beat this game.
And now we're, like, grown-ass men.
And I still look back on Tales of Symphonia fondly. In fact, after doing this podcast, I'm really debating about going back and beating it. But first, I gotta go beat Innocent Sin and then Eternal Punishment.
Or I'm just gonna probably get it day one, the HD collection.
I want to.
The HD collection will be pretty fun on it.
It comes out sometime in 2014. Here in America.
So people will buy this game. It's actually pretty good. And the only reason why we do so much crap version of the game is because you should play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we missed an announcement, though, didn't we?
What announcement?
We can tell them afterwards.
But for now, I'm not remembering any other announcements besides the contest, the Facebook group, and the 14
guild. Oh, 14, right. But overall, I'm just saying, like, but I'll say afterwards, after I put in my two cents. And the only reason why Nick's not talking that much is because he doesn't want to cough or make that much noise. Nick, come to us. We miss you.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm not saying much because I'm, like, I don't want to cough too much. If I say too much,
you need to say,
like,
something...
Give us
the Asian persuasion.
Mitsuru is sexy. That's all I got. Actually, earlier on, me and the guys were actually talking about, like, top five gaming waifus. You guys don't know what a waifu is, and you guys aren't in otaku, but waifus are, like, I guess people that you consider your wife, and they, in a fictional environment, manner. I guess. Yeah, in a fictional manner, like Nathan said. So, yeah, to make things interesting.
I said that.
Did you? Nathan takes full credit. But, yeah, so to actually start communicating with you guys, what I would like, anyways, is for you guys to actually post what your guys' top five waifus are in the gaming industry so we could actually know. And, hey, who knows? We might actually know them, and we might have the same waifus. So, if you guys do that, yeah, pretty much. The battle of waifus to see who's on top.
And also, if you're a girl, just post in your gaming hubbies or something like that.
If you put on Sasuke, though, I will kill you, so don't do that.
Well, are you looking at any, like, between anime, or is it only going to be anime, or kind
of
games, or...?
I want to say that it can be both, but that'll be, like, too broad of a subject, and I think it might hurt some of our brains. So we'll just stick to gaming from now. For now.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah, because tomorrow on Tuesday after this podcast drops, I'll go into the group and I'll
post in the waifu.
And I'll post that.
Yeah. Remember, we're not nerds, we're just otakus. It's okay. It's a huge difference.
Okay, one last announcement. Well, me and Nathan and Nick were talking about doing anime reviews for this thing, you know? Just talking about, oh yeah, this anime, I love it, and we're just telling you a brief synopsis, but nothing too spoilerific, and just discussing about anime and junk.
Yeah.
And we just, like, wondering if you guys would like to hear us talk about that.
Yeah.
Nathan already posted that on the Facebook thing.
Yeah, I did a little bit, and one guy liked it, so I'm guessing that, like, some people would actually like to have us talk about it, but I would like for it to not be the part of a main podcast episode, kind of like a spinoff, maybe.
Yeah, just maybe, like, a little half-hour type thing to get your minds off something.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just do, like, every other week, like, we just go video game, anime, but we can just name it something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there I go with my
But overall, we just like to, like, maybe you guys might make us a list so we can start watching some animes. Well, mostly me, because I can probably watch it. As for Nick and Nathan, maybe.
Well, okay, like, my thing is that while I am busy, I do take to heart anime suggestions, and I do sit down and I at least try to watch at least the first 10 episodes of each anime anybody recommends me. So if you recommend me an anime,
Elfin Lied, do it.
Fuck Elfin Lied.
Well, there goes I'll that.
Up Pico. I just remembered
the bad thing, and somebody already suggested Elfin Lied to me, and I checked it out. Like I promised, I do, and I didn't like it.
the feels were too much for you.
Hey, Nick, do you remember Fight Club when you just watched Coco and Apuko's reaction?
Oh my god, yo. I couldn't even play after that. That was too funny. Oh, speaking of Boku no Pico, if you guys don't know what that anime is, go check it out. It's the best anime ever. If you guys want to, like, if you guys want a quick synopsis, just go on YouTube and type in "do not watch an anime called Boku," and I'll like give you like a 2-minute synopsis of what Boku no Pico is.
So disgusted that one go, yeah, that's a boy.
Boku no Pico. If I was like a fan of Yaoi, then I would probably like it. But
oh well. Right. This would actually be, yeah, it was sort of like, sort of nice episode, sort of shortish. What's the time, Nathan?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Oh my god!
I don't know this time around. I don't have a timer set up like I usually do. Oh. Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, that's alright. Well, it's fine in the end either way. So, time to say goodbye. Is there any final words?
Yeah, go check out Tales of Symphonia. I like it a lot. It's one of my favorite Tales games. After that, check out Tales of the Abyss. And as soon as I beat Persona 2 Innocent Sin and Eternal Punishment, expect a super special double episode with those two.
A double feature.
Yeah.
Persona 2.
Yes. And we'll get into why we decided to do a double feature on it after I beat it and after you get to that episode. See you later, guys.
Nick,
come back.
Oh my god, that was so weird. I was like, I was saying goodbye, but like my mic was muted, so you guys didn't have to hear my sick voice. So I was like screaming at the mic for like 2 minutes, and like you guys kept on saying my name, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I saw that my mic was muted. That was so weird. Alright, see ya guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales of Symphonia.
Yeah, and make sure to check out the Facebook page and put in any games into the suggestions box.
Yes, please.
I'll mention please
make them good.
That the reason why we did Tales of Symphonia is because I'm going to suggest Tales of the Abyss. Only problem is we all haven't beaten Tales of the Abyss yet.
And I never beat Tales of Symphonia. I just read the manga.
But and then, honestly, there's like just too much Tales for me to handle, so I just haven't like played any of them lately.
Yeah.
That's my legitimate excuse.
That's the main reason he was quiet.
Yeah.
But overall, I do like the nice feel. Like, I like out of the synopsis that we gave you, Nick, would you actually play this game?
Yeah. Well, I'm a huge RPG fan in general, especially if it's a JRPG. Is that? Yeah, JRPG, so I'll probably will play it.
Yeah,
I guess.
Just wait for next year, it's HC collection.
Yeah, I usually buy a lot of. Oh, excuse me, guys. I usually do buy, like, a lot of HD remakes of RPGs. Like, I plan on getting Final Fantasy X, and. Yeah. Some other RPGs coming out next year, like Lightning Returns. It's my shit. Oh, yeah. So sexy. I'm just gonna like stare at her and not even play the game.
No, I thought you'd be changing her clothes because that's when you get the jiggle physics right there.
Yeah.
Oh. Aside jiggle physics, and since Nathan and Corey said their goodbyes, I might as well say mine.
Yeah.
Bye. And make sure to subscribe. Post on Facebook. Follow us on Twitters, which we'll post on the Facebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so see
but
yeah, see ya.
Yeah, bye.